just another Sunday.
Oh, another sacred Sunday, you say.
I can hear my mama calling, that evening sun is falling.
I missed him, oh, sweet Sunday.
Ooh, oh, another sacred Sunday.
I can hear my mama calling in the south, oh, right.
Yeah, just another Sunday.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. After the FBI in past hours revealed that they believe the driver in the pickup truck ramming and gunfire attack overnight is not solely responsible, law enforcers are looking for several other people, says ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We don't know a precise number of individuals who were seen, but we're told people were seen on surveillance images appearing to plant what could be explosive devices in advance of the attack.
The FBI says an ISIS flag was recovered from the truck, as well as several homemade pipe bombs from the scene. At least 10 dead. Tonight's Sugar Bowl football game in New Orleans postponed to tomorrow night. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Given the drain on resources, you can't imagine trying to have that game tonight under these circumstances when you still are looking at the possibility of other suspects.
Our Pierre Thomas. This is ABC News. A new twist after Blake Lively filed a complaint alleging retaliation for her complaints against a co-star and director.
Justin Baldoni and his publicists say they were defamed by the New York Times in its article about how they reacted to Blake Lively's complaints on the set of It Ends With Us. It was directed by Baldoni, who also co-starred with Lively. She said they smeared her after she complained about on-set harassment. The lawsuit seeks $250 million, claiming the paper accepted Lively's, quote, self-serving narrative while omitting important context. The Times says it plans to vigorously defend against the lawsuit. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Colorado is now the second state to allow psychedelic therapy. Residents voted in 2022 to decriminalize the chemical compound found in psychedelic mushrooms, sometimes used to treat anxiety, depression, and PTSD. Some are concerned scientists and doctors don't yet know enough about the treatment for it to be safe. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Right now, it is currently 18 degrees and a little bit of snow going on outside right now. The WRCO News weather log for today. At 5 o'clock in the morning, it was 26 degrees with the temperature, with the conditions being cloudy. Wind direction was east with wind speeds, mile per hour 9. Barometer was 30.03. A precipitation was trace in the form of flurries. At 5:55 this morning, the temperature was 24 degrees, being cloudy. Wind direction was going east at 7 miles per hour, with the barometer being at 30.03. Precipitation was a trace, with the form of precipitation being flurries. At 6:30 a.m., the temperature was 24 degrees, being cloudy. The wind direction was going east at 14 miles per hour, with the barometer at 30.04. At 7:45 in the morning, the temperature was 23 degrees and cloudy. The wind direction was going east at 5 miles per hour with the barometer of 30.07. At 8:10 this morning, it was 23 degrees with the conditions being cloudy. The winds were going east at 6 miles per hour and the barometer was at 30.07. At 12:30 p.m., the temperature was 21 degrees, while cloudy. Wind direction was east-northeast, going 15 miles per hour, with the barometer at 30.11. At 3:30 p.m. today, the temperature was 20 degrees, while it was snowing outside with some snow flurries. The wind direction was going east at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer was at 30.6. At 4:30 p.m. today, the temperature was 20 degrees while continued some snow flurries. The wind direction was going northeast with 15 miles per hour, and the barometer was at 30.6.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Good evening, in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The annual WRCO Triviathon was played last night. Congratulations to Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. Triple Threat placed second with 600. Barnyard Scholars placed third with 520. ID10T's Hairball and Sour Gummy Worms tied for fourth with 490 points. Tied at seventh with 480 points was Party of 10, Rapture Ready, Sagacious Souls, and Ambiguous Wayfarers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers placed 11th with 460 points, followed by Just the Facts Bro with 450, Bronx Bombers with 430, Tri-County Scholars with 420, Nobody Knows at 400, Boondock Trivia Brigade with 380 points, Reindeer Lips and Sorgy Sippers tied at 370, Three Stooges scored 360, Fairground Friends with 350, Lazy Patch Kids got 330, Not Great Expectations with 310, The Warehouse Bees with 290, Minonia Minion scored 160, Still Guessing with 110, Smells Like Team Spirit with 100, Whiskery Mix with 80, and Babe Windelman and the Fish Fevers scored 50 points. 28 teams did their best to answer 35 questions during the course of the evening. Again, congratulations to all of the teams that participated in WRCO's Triviathon 2024, especially Not a Clue, who placed first with 620 points. A suspect is being sought in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon. The three unidentified victims were found dead on Monday inside a home in the Juneau County community. New Lisbon police are looking for a 47-year-old Virgil Thew. Thew is white, 5'10", and around 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark coat and hat. Thew is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call police and do not approach. Democrats have repeated a talking point that 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited the top 1%. But that's not quite right. Here's Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young with a fact check.
Higher-income Americans saw significant savings from the 2017 tax law signed by President Donald Trump, but the top 1% have not received 83% of the benefits, as U.S. Representative Mark Pocan recently claimed. The Tax Policy Center projected the top 1% will receive 25% of the tax cut in 2025 and 83% by 2027, but that's after most individual cuts expire. Corporate tax cuts benefiting wealthier individuals would remain. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A reminder to slow down when driving this winter. The Wisconsin State Patrol tells WXPR that drivers need to keep in mind that posted speed limits are for the best conditions possible on the roads. Captain Bradley O'Kane says any snow, ice, or slush on roads will make driving at highway speeds hazardous. You should also give more space between cars on the road since it is harder to stop. Drivers who slide into the ditch are advised to stay in their vehicle and call 911. That's safer than getting out to inspect the damage and risk getting hit by another vehicle. Can you guess the 2024 word of the year? Savannah Tomei Olson knows.
The 2024 word of the year is polarization. Wonder why. The Merriam-Webster dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fizel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending toward extremes rather than the center.
The parties have really exploited the American public in this way to their advantage. People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fizel believes polarization has become more common here because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their own views.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of the wind turbines on the cave bats. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, on Monday, starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Project for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. So that will be held on January 6th. It's a Monday night at the Richland School District in the West Commons. We'll have seating for the dinner outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
The program speaker will inform those in attendance on how to identify and build strengths.
The speaker, her name is Mary Gugisberg. She's a parent coach, and she also is skilled at helping people do their own assessment of their own strengths, and then to help people identify strengths in their children so that they can build up their strengths and focus on their God-given talents that they've been born with. So this is an effort at increasing the protective factors, the support for parents, the support for kids in the community.
Mary Gugisberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
First, let me tell you the name of the event. It's a community that cares. Use your strengths, create a community of belonging. And it's the opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Betsy Raisler encourages everyone to attend, even if you do not have children. Registration to attend is required by this Thursday.
There's a QR code in the posters you see on social media. It'll also be in the paper, but you can also call to register. No problem. You don't need to use that fancy QR code. My number is area code 608-647-6131, extension 1516. If you don't get me, please leave a message and let me know who's coming. It's completely free. We have several really nice grants, state, local, and federal grants that we are using to put on this event for the community. Our goal is to have 100 people at the dinner. So if you can register quickly, that would be wonderful. We intend to have 4 different raffle opportunities, incentives for getting you there. So register quickly, get your name in and let us know you're coming, and then be present that night when we do the raffle.
Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons on Monday at 5:30. Please be sure to register by tomorrow by calling 608-647-6131.
6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give the gift of life. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now, so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. A blood drive will be held this Thursday from 1 until 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held this Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using Red Cross Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that Retail Food Safety Advisory Committee recently transitioned into the Retail Food Safety Advisory Council. Made up of 20 members from across Wisconsin, the council will help promote a culture of food protection in the state, with open communication between government and industry. The council will also provide recommendations to the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection in identifying opportunities to promote industry education, training, and consistency, and to address emerging trends in food protection. DACAP is accepting nominations for the Retail Food Safety Advisory Council through February 1st. Seats representing the following categories are being sought for the council: Wisconsin Grocers Association representative, small retail food establishment serving meal operators, small retail food establishment not serving meal operators, convenience store operator with significant food service, and a meat establishment operator with a retail food service operation. Members of the Wisconsin Retail Food Safety Advisory Council serve 4-year terms, and the council meets quarterly for a total of 4 times per calendar year. Newly appointed members will start their term in early 2025. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available at DACAP's website. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Wednesday, January 1st. Larry E. Zink, 78 of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at noon at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Bear will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post No. 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post No. 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Larry E. Zink, 78. Of Boscobel. Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62 of Boscobel, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held on Friday at noon at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Friday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to Feed My Starving Children or the American Family Children's Hospital. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Of Jeffrey A. Jeff Rowling, 62, of Boscobel. David Kenneth Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of rural Richland Center, died on Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call on Saturday from 11 until 1:30. For David Kenneth Ken Manning, Jr., 68 of La Crosse and formerly of rural Richland Center. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock on Friday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Bear will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home on Friday, January 10th, from 11 until the time of the service at 1. For Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg.
From Richland Locker to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and are excited for what's to come in 2025. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly will feel like winter out there, not only the next couple of days, but right into next week as a continual feed of cool polar air comes down from central Canada down through the upper Midwest. Now, this will be a relatively quiet pattern for our area with dry high pressure in control. We'll just have some passing flurries, basically. Looks like the main storm track with the heavier snow will stay mainly off to the west and south of our region. Places from Nebraska over into Missouri, southern Illinois into Indiana could see quite a snowstorm Sunday into early Monday. Of course, lake effect snow will also pile up several inches as you get up toward northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, and lower Michigan through the weekend, with even more coming up next week. Here's your forecast now for tonight, a chilly one with mostly cloudy skies, some spotty snow flurries, temperature dropping down to 16 degrees, west-northwest wind around 10 miles an hour, knocking those wind chill factors down closer to zero. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow, still a few stray flurries possible, high 24. West-northwest wind 7 to 14. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and brisk with a low of 12 degrees. Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy with a high of 21. Northwest wind between 10 and 20 miles per hour. The outlook for Saturday, mostly sunny, low at 5, high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, low near 4 degrees, high 21. Flurries possible at night. Monday, mostly cloudy and seasonal, maybe some flurries in the morning. Low 10 degrees, high 23, and Tuesday partly cloudy and chilly, low near 11 with a high of 20. Bundle up and have yourself a great evening out there. Stay safe. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 26 of his game-high 30 points in the second half as the Bucks rolled past the Pacers 120-112 Tuesday. Milwaukee was able to wipe out an 11-point halftime deficit to end its two-game losing streak. Antetokounmpo had missed the last three games. A pair of three-pointers by Gary Trent Jr. in the closing minutes were important. The Bucks take New Year's Day off, then return home to host Brooklyn Thursday. The last game of the regular season is still important to the Packers, even though the team clinched a playoff spot 2 weeks ago. Green Bay will face one of three potential opponents in the first round. Most likely is Philadelphia. If they win that road game against the Eagles, the Pack will still be away from home, either against Minnesota or Detroit. They're 61% likely to face that scenario and 28% likely to meet the Los Angeles Rams. The long shot for the first round of the playoffs would be the Buccaneers. Several reports indicate the Packers could kick off the 2025 NFL season in Ireland. No confirmation yet, and the Green Bay front office is waiting for an official announcement from the league. An online story from Sports Illustrated says the Pittsburgh Steelers will play a regular season game in Dublin, and a source suggests the Packers will be the opponent. Green Bay has lost both of its international games, including the loss to the Eagles in Brazil to start this season. The newest Brewers starting pitcher, Nestor Cortes, will wear uniform number 65 next season. Cortes wore that number while pitching for the Yankees last year. He and infield prospect Caleb Durbin are coming to Milwaukee in a trade that sent closer Devin Williams to New York. The Journal Sentinel reports Cortes is the first Brewer ever to wear 65. Last year, catcher Gary Sanchez became the first player in franchise history to wear number 99. The Brewers are the seventh Major League Baseball team to move the television broadcast of their games to Diamond Sports Group. Diamond owns FanDuel, which was rebranded from Bally Sports. The new agreement is good for 1 year. Diamond Sports improved its offer for the broadcasts, leading to the deal announced Tuesday. The team's broadcast crew remains the same. In national news now, the NFC's number one seed, two division titles, and two playoff spots are on the line in Week 18. Game number 272 on Sunday night between the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings is a showdown for the NFC North and the conference's top spot. The loser drops to the number 5 seed. The Lions hold the tiebreaker in case the teams tie. The NFC South will go to the Buccaneers or Falcons. The NFC North will be decided Saturday. It will be the Ravens or Steelers. Both teams are in the playoffs either way. The Broncos are in control of the AFC's final wildcard spot. The Bengals and Dolphins hold onto slim hopes. Drew Aller threw three touchdown passes and number 5 Penn State bottled up Heisman Trophy runner-up Ashton Jeanty for a 31-14 win over number 8 Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl, earning a spot in the college football playoff semifinals. The Nittany Lions opened their first CFP berth with a blowout win over SMU and appeared headed toward the latest lopsided victory in the new 12-team format by jumping out to a 14-0 lead against the Broncos. Boise State fought back, pulling to 17-14 on Matt Lauder's 53-yard touchdown catch midway through the third quarter. Penn State shut out the Broncos from there, earning a spot in the January 9th Orange Bowl. Jeanty had 104 yards on 30 carries, leaving him 27 yards short of Barry Sanders' single-season record. And Saquon Barkley's pursuit of Eric Dickerson's 40-year-old rushing record could get grounded by his coach. Nick Sirianni's decision is more difficult than it seems. Barkley needs 101 rushing against his former team on Sunday to set the NFL's single-season record. But the Philadelphia Eagles are locked into the number 2 seed in the NFC, so the outcome of their game won't affect the standings. Win, lose, or tie against the New York Giants, the Eagles will host the Green Bay Packers or the Washington Commanders in a wildcard playoff game. They don't have a bye, so this game is an opportunity for Sirianni to rest most of his starters ahead of the playoffs and avoid risking injuries to key players. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Crop conditions are a concern for wheat in Russia. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Dale Durkholz, owner of Grain Cycles, tells Brownfield that while the U.S. might not pick up a lot of the lost Russian wheat export market share, conditions in that region will continue to bear watching.
Well, Argentina, Australia, you're going to get business this time of year no matter what because they have new crops coming on. And you know, their bushels hit the world trade or their tons, whatever you want, hits the world trade. And that happens every year. Good crop, bad crop, unless it's a really bad crop. So that's really nothing new. But when you look at what's going on in Russia, the weather they've had, the conditions of that crop itself at this point, which aren't good, really kind of suggests that, you know, if things don't get better, and in the wintertime, it's hard to get better unless you get a whole lot of snow cover to bring a lot of moisture in. But if we don't do that, I think a lot of fields are going to get ripped up in the springtime, replanted maybe to spring wheat, which yields less over in Russia, or even another crop itself. So there's some longer term things unfolding in Russia that could come back and play into our wheat export picture as we get deeper into 2025. And modern day phenomenon and modern day changes since Russia and Ukraine became a big force in the world wheat trade. Our wheat export business, instead of being fall-winter, has become late-winter into spring. So I think we've got better wheat exports coming down the pike.
U.S. export sales are going to be delayed until Friday by the New Year's holiday, while the USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out January 12th. Megan Grebner has more coming up after this brief break.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot, tar spot.
At Bayer, we handle tar spot, tar spot, but we also think beyond spot, disease control.
Tar spot, wait, how?
With Dilaro Complete, it has three modes of action.
Three modes of action?
We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh, better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill, boost.
Now you're thinking, thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DilaroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Trivolt corn herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Health initiatives remain problematic in the livestock sector. The executive director of the American Sheep Industry said the ag industry actually had a big win in 2024 when Denver voters rejected a ballot initiative that would have banned slaughterhouses within the city limits.
Voters decided very emphatically against an animal rights-led effort.
Peter Orwick tells Brownfield Ordinance 309 failed with nearly 65% of the voters opposing the ban. He says animal rights activists were very strategic in their efforts.
They picked Denver because I think if they thought they could do something silly like this in Denver, you could do it in any metropolitan area.
Orwick says that facility processes is about 500,000 lambs a year, and the loss of it would have had a ripple effect through the ag industry.
You have an entire feeding system that is set up in northern Colorado. They buy lambs from all the surrounding states and bring those in to that plant.
I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer says California's Proposition 12 and the Massachusetts Question 3 opened the door for a patchwork of regulations.
You know, as a producer, how do I go forward with my business? Do I adapt to Prop 12, which doesn't necessarily guarantee that if another regulation came down the road that was slightly different, that I wouldn't have to adjust for that.
More news after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Co's president announced the country plans to ban domestic production of genetically modified corn. And Allendale's Greg McBride says the government is banning domestic GMO corn to protect its crop biodiversity. USDA Rural Development's Michigan State Director Valerie Handy says many Inflation Reduction Act funded projects will continue under the Trump administration, regardless of policy priorities.
Once funds have been obligated for a project, those funds are set aside for that entity's described project.
Karen Eddington with the Under Pressure Project says she's seeing a shift in the way mental health is addressed in the ag industry.
Some people don't want to talk about mental health in agriculture at all, but I see a push for some change. I see people being more open to helping each other through kind of these pressures and these lows.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Another herbicide option from Bayer will soon be hitting the market. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Conventro. Managing resistant and tough-to-control weeds is one of the biggest challenges farmers face each year. Dominic Hoffman, Product Manager for Selective Herbicides at Bayer Crop Science, explains the new product. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot.
At Bayer, we handle tar spot. But we also think beyond disease control.
Tar spot. Wait, how?
With Dalaro Complete, it has three modes of action.
Three modes of action?
We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh. Better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill.
Boosting. Now you're thinking. Thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DalaroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Trivolt corn herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Intro Herbicide will help farmers control problem weeds, such as water hemp and Palmer amaranth. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Dominic Hoffman, Product Manager for Selective Herbicides at Bayer Crop Science, explains more.
Convintro is a new product that we are bringing to the U.S. market in market year 26, and we are really excited to launching this new innovation. Convintro is really a specialist when you think about existing Palmer amaranth and water hemp resistance in your field. And this is exactly where the strength of Convintro will play out. If you have challenges with especially that weed species of Palmer amaranth and water hemp, then Convintro will be a product that you need.
He says this product will benefit growers in the years to come.
We hear when we talk to growers and when we talk to academics is that Palmer amaranth and water hemp are really some of the key issues, key weeds that are increasing every day. And we hear a lot about growers being frightened by the lack of Palmer amaranth control in their fields, this yield loss associated with uncontrolled water hemp. With Convintro, we have a really specialist in that field that takes care of those weeds, especially Palmer amaranth and water hemp. So in market year 26 onwards, when we bring this technology to the U.S., growers should feel a lot more confident with tackling Palmer amaranth and water hemp problems.
Hoffman says the product has new active ingredients to the U.S.
each year to really find innovative solutions that help the farmers. The active ingredient is actually called diflufenican, and that's a group 12, so a new site of action, a so-called PDS inhibitor. And what this does is it gives a new tool in the toolbox for the farmer by not just using the regular crop protection products and groups that you usually have, like a group 15 or a group 27, but with a group 12, bringing another tool really to help control the weeds in corn and in soybean in your fields.
Visit cropscience.bayer.us for more information. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Convintro.
Meyer Oil & LP wants to thank their customers for a fantastic year, wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
There was something different this time. You're coming over tonight.
that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
For some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Guitar, and they tell me, son, you're gonna go far. But the lights of the city keep calling me. I've done all I can do in this town. One horse town, can't keep hanging around. You know you're dragging me down.
My bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm gonna be a star someday.
You're gonna hear my music playing on the radio.
Chart. Everybody knows my name. I got a five-piece band and a brand new bus.
And the hometown girl of my dream. One horse town, I like hanging around. Yes, it's my hometown. One horse town, I like hanging around. Yes, it's my hometown.
Town.
ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Somebody still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden convened a call this afternoon with his Homeland Security team to discuss the latest developments in the deadly truck ramming attack in New Orleans overnight. The Attorney General, FBI Director, Homeland Security Secretary, Deputy Defense Secretary, and some military officials were on the call, says the White House, ordering extra Super Bowl security already scheduled be put into force earlier. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
I've also ordered the mobilization of a military police company. I've asked General Freeloo to mobilize a military police company to assist both New Orleans police and